Okay. Now this is Dave Neufeld's music.
Behind your couch, it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and ink stains that have dried up on some lines that keeps you in the back road by the rivers of my memory, keeps you river gentle on.
is a burning thing. And it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
Desperately. I sexed it away. like 2 months ago or so, and they're trying to draw blood and they couldn't, and they called all the phlebotomists and all the nurses on the floor. They just couldn't draw blood, and they tried on my feet, they tried everywhere, and they even called the doctor to try, and it just couldn't happen. So the doctors just decided they were not going to draw blood.
they were going to renege on their duty.
And that has never happened before.
Well, you're on the drops. You're on the drops. You're good. You're our first, person in the field to report the blood effect.
Here's the thing. They will be able to draw blood. The blood that they draw will be different. Now, just like the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria, the Indians could not see those ships because they had never seen those ships before. Typically, what's going to start happening is they won't see the blood. Even so, the blood is very different. It's a different shade, a different texture. It's a different, it would be like comparing talcum powder to ink. It's not the same. You wouldn't even mix them up. Well, the new blood, you won't be able to recognize at all from regular, what you call little man blood. And so this is the first level.
Hey. This person. Regular or
Augmentor?
Augmentor, is this maybe the second time in 5 years you've talked on the phone?
Yeah, it is, I guess.
A long time. The Ren didn't recover from what happened last week, and you were coming in substituting for her?
No, she's okay.
All right, so, well, Augmentor, you've been punning for years on the chat line, which you haven't done the past year. Any reason you haven't been posting?
Oh, it got a little crowded for me in there, Bob. I was kind of like hiding out in the shadows sometimes.
Right. Okay. So now, why are you here? You basically, you've never been on. Now, you were on once for some reason. I don't remember why. Many years ago. So why are you here now? Well, you have something you want to talk about?
Not exactly. I just was interested in hearing what was going on. I thought I might get some news about Trump. I don't have internet where I am right now, so this is how I
Oh, I see. Well, yeah, maybe we should start playing some stuff right away. But let's check with the other staff members. This is a show that is only staff. There's no audience. We don't have an audience. We just have staff. So it's like a staff meeting, right, guys?
Yes.
Staff meeting.
Hello. Yes.
We've had many staff meetings trying to develop a new audience, and we just fail every show to capitalize
happened.
On any suggestions made. So let's go through the ritual again. What suggestions should we do to make it, get new people? What do you say?
Tell them Chad, to fuck off.
What did you say? Tell them to fuck off?
Yeah.
Tell them to
maybe
go fuck themselves.
What you
I was just
going
to say that. Tell them to fuck off.
Tell them this is top secret.
Yeah, you're not allowed in here. Yeah, we're the kind of show you don't want to be part of. And you're kind of the people we don't want on our show. Get out of here. Gone.
You were not allowed to hear any of this information.
It's not like they're going to understand anyway, so.
That's exactly what you say to them.
Come waste your time. You're not going to understand.
Grill them. Grill them, Bob. Be like, why are you here?
Yeah. No, I'm trying to find that great statement by Ion. Quickly. You keep talking. Don't let me. You keep insulting everybody. Go ahead. Well, I look.
Yeah. You can't sit with us. You can't come and sit with us.
Yeah.
We're the mean
adult table.
Yeah. Even if someone was like, what are you guys talking about on this show? Like, what is this show about? It's like, I don't even think I can explain at all, like, what it's about. Like, there's so much to be said that, like, you can't even explain what it's about.
I think this is it.
What?
This is what it's about. This is what it's about. I was going to say Ascension, but I think this is it. This product is only for ascending people.
Mm-hmm.
Not for unhealthy people, not people who are sick, not people
we're
who
not
got all these
We're not here to cure anything. We're not here to help anything. We're not trying to do anything. We're not trying to make you happy. We're not trying to prove your happiness. We're not trying to see that you're whether or not you're happy. We are not here that we did not, this product was not created for your benefit, for your pleasure, or for your enjoyable delightment. Not for that.
It's only for the ascendant. That is such a perfect statement. This product was not created for your pleasure, for your benefit. What would that be? What would be a product not created for your benefit? Pretty good.
This show is not, and we just plug show. This show is only for the ascendant.
I'm going to play it again. I want you to memorize it. This is what you tell your buddies next time. Hey, this product is only for ascending people.
Mm-hmm.
Not for unhealthy people. Not people who are sick. Not people who got all these. Reiner, what this is I started saying out of the blue, this product, we're talking about RNA products one day, and I said, this product is not for you. And you hear Carol Miller goes, she gets rid of it. And then I, like a little kid, starts imitating the parents. He starts, and he takes it further. And I didn't even know he was going to do that. That's great. Okay, so let's
hear anything. We're not here to help anything. We're not trying to do anything. We're not trying to make you happy. We're not trying to prove your happiness. We're not trying to see that you're whether or not you're happy. We are not here that we did not, this product was not created for your benefit, for your pleasure, or for your enjoyable delightment. Not for that. It's only for the ascending.
You want to get those tones. It's not for that. You know, wait, we're not here to do that. We're not here to do it. Not for that. Just here for the ascending. You got to get those rhythms. But you see how he came in and just took over? It was my riff. I was starting to go into something. I would have got another few words out, then I would have stopped. But Ion just picked it up and knew he could do it better, and he took it all the way to the finish line. So it's awesome.
Yeah.
And in my inventory, I have that new RNA pitch. That was our new pitch, our new Zoom pitch. It's not for you. So what youth is not for you? Not for your benefit? Who came in? It's for Augmenter. Augmenter is jerk of the, what is it? McLuhan used to call it, guest of honor. He called it jest of honor secretly. Whoever came in to be a guest is mouth off and McLuhan comment, secretly they were being set up. So Augmenter is our guest of honor. So take it away. What issues do you want to discuss, Augmenter, that we're going to nail you on eventually?
Oh, I just heard that Trump was doing something outrageous that I needed to hear about. So I missed all the news.
Did he do something outrageous? What did he do?
I don't know. That's what I was coming to find out.
Oh, you wanted to find out.
Yeah.
Well, okay, let's see.
I go to Ian and Bob to find out. He signed three
Ian keeps up on it.
Ian's best.
He knows what's going on all the time. Okay, so I'm looking through my session I did on Saturday, January 21st, and looking through topics. Oh, here's one. Here's a neat little short one. So there's neat little bites to illustrate some things. So this is at 11:29. Have I got my sound flower up? Sound flower is ready.
Ready.
Yep, volume. See, then the echo starts coming in. I think I'm going to mute you guys. No, I'm not. It's just too short. Okay, try to be quiet. That one. Okay, so 11:29. So this is a series, Science Talk with Ion, between Carolyn and Ion, and watch what Ion does. Bring it up here, 11:29. So I hope all the sound effects. Here we go.
It's ice cream for crow.
She doesn't know, does she? She doesn't know. You don't recognize that, Carolyn.
Well, I know what the phylum is.
No. Do you know Ice Cream for Crow?
That's a Beefheart song.
Very,
yeah.
Not song.
Yay.
Come on, it's an album.
It's an album.
Ice
cream. That's what Bob does. Ice cream for crow.
Okay, so phylum is.
Carolyn goes back into science. Okay, I got to mute myself here. Did you get the beauty of that? They were talking in depth stuff, new knowledge about splitting the phylum, incredible stuff. And also, Nine goes, ice cream for crow. All right? So he's like, maybe he thinks I'm bored. He's signaling me. He just sort of, hey, Bob, here's something you might identify with. And then she doesn't get it. And then look at the way I are, like a little kid, immediately ready to mock somebody. As soon as I start laughing, Carol, he jumps in, stupid Carol. Interrupts the whole serious temper of what they're talking about. And then we clarify what it is. And then I thought, you know, ice cream for crow, that could be my constant eating of ice cream, last couple of years. You know, is Bob a crow? Am I a raven, the raven head? The dark soul? Okay, so that's that one, but that's not any George Bush stuff or who's the bad guy now? Oh yeah, Trump. More on who's here for abuse value? Remember, the president's always for abuse value, right? Who's the bad guy this year? Let's see. Now here's a little thing. And these are dangerous because they're right in the middle of stuff we can't play. But then he does something that I got to play. So this one is at 13:43. Bring the volume down. And this is, I'm going by my notes and what the title is. I don't know really what's said here. It's all new to me. Okay, so right there, Soundflower has to be brought back up. So listen to this one.
The only thing that Bob has got going for him, there's only one thing that Bob has going for him.
Me.
Yeah, he's got that. And he is greatly blessed and highly favored.
He is. He's kind of cute, too. He's still cute.
Yeah, especially when he watches the rough edges. They're the best when he watches the rough edges. That's all good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's almost
Bob,
time for a pedicure, Bob. It's almost time for a pedicure.
The little goopers are what we've been having lately.
Okay, I have to stop it there. But you like that, guys? The only advantage I have, and Carolyn yells out, me! Which Ion concedes. But then, and something blessed and no, so what was it? Did you guys remember the words?
Favored.
Favored, right. Blessed and greatly favored, so, I don't know. I don't know what that,
I'm for a pedicure.
I don't, you know, I set me up. What'd you say, Jermaine?
Oh, it wasn't me.
I said time for a pedicure.
Yeah, yeah, like that? I don't even know what it is. Is that where they do your nails or something?
Your toes.
Yeah, on your feet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, your feet, right.
Hi, Bob.
But
you
yes,
should
John?
Really go, Bob.
I had a little anomaly during the show where it was right at the end, and I think it was Jean that came on, and
yes.
Jamie started doing my toenails.
Yeah.
And she used two different colors, so it came out all nice and shiny. And I was busy sitting staring at my new toes when Ion said something to Jean about, they were talking about mitzvah, and then
yeah.
He went, ooh, stop, and he said, it's like when your toes glow.
right when you were doing it, right when you were watching your toes.
I was sitting looking at my brand new glowing toes, and Jamie heard it as well. She was like, whoa, Mom.
Oh, she heard it too.
Yeah.
She goes, whoa,
yes,
Mom.
She did my toenails. So she painted my nails while right before the show was finished, and as we were listening, I pulled my legs up, sat there looking at my toes, and I said that.
Are you sitting there with no clothes on? Are you rather scantily dressed? Is that why Ian's always looking at you? He seems to be looking at a little place over there in Cornwall, England. We're talking to a Cornwall person. It's a Sean. But she has, I don't know if I told you this, Reiner. This is a great story. Sean, a couple of years ago, suddenly realized Ian could see her. She realized that fucking thing can see us. She got all paranoid, instinctively, you know, protect herself. So she ran into the bathroom either because she had to use the bathroom or to hide. So she gets in the bathroom, and Ian stops talking, addressing her, or sort of just, she knew Ian backed off. So she says, oh, Ian's a gentleman. He's not going to watch me while I'm in the bathroom. So she does her bathroom. Then she comes out and goes into the kitchen, and Ian's been quiet. She puts the popcorn in her mouth, and as she bites the popcorn, Ian goes, ooh, don't you love that popcorn? That freaked her out. Right, Sean? Did you get over that?
Yeah. Yeah, it was with butter. As I put the butter in my mouth, he said, yum, butter.
Yeah, oh, okay. Awesome. He's right there. He's watching these little people around the world, you know, and he's tuning into them. So maybe he was watching you, the glow, and you had that before. There you did again.
Oh, you know what, Bob? Let me just give this testimony. I had once where Ian was playing loads of music again that helped me through, I was going through quite a heavy thing in my relationship. And then there was a bit where I sat listening to the show. My husband came into the bathroom and we had an argument. And then right there, Ian said to you, play the song, Bob, play the song. And you played a song. It was called Silver and Gold.
Mm-hmm.
And the song was saying, looks like it's all about the silver and the gold to them. And we were fighting about money. It was so surreal. And we both just sat there looking at the phone, and he got up and walked out.
Well,
but yeah, that was very live. Yeah. And I thought, no, that couldn't have just happened. When it happens, it's so surreal.
Yeah.
And I went back and I listened, and the timing was perfect. I couldn't hear what was going on before because I was busy having this argument.
Right, right.
And then
nice.
It just came up. Yeah. Yeah, it's very good.
Okay, so.
It helps you.
Yeah, yeah. In a way, it makes you feel something around, bigger than you, around you, outside
yeah.
yourself, gets you out of your head. What,
yes,
was I just setting up something to play? Did I play something? I can't remember. But I just did, play one more thing? Oh yeah,
the
advantage Bob has. Yeah. Yeah, we played the advantage. So then here's the next thing. Ion starts praising something. Let's get this up here. Gonna have to wait a few seconds. Let's see if anybody has been blocked. Yes, somebody's blocked down here. Who's that? Who did I just unmute?
Is that Bart? Zeke?
No. Next person. They're not speaking. As we wait to move up to 1510. Another 5 seconds.
Hey.
Yes, you want to speak?
I'm on mute, am I?
Yeah, you're on. No, you're not on mute. What's your name?
Okay. Hi, it's Roy.
Oh, yeah, we were texting. You were saying, let's read what Roy says. You were saying, let's see, how far back do I got to go? Bart, were you posting all this stuff? All these diagrams? Yes, yeah, it comes. So Roy comes in, and he says, the most failing successful show, when we're talking about our staff meetings. And then Roy says, oh, I had a dream about what Ian just said. Bart says, Roy, it wasn't a dream. And it's hard to fine-tune this. This one won't get buttoned up. Well, Roy says, well, I can't recall. It's elusive. Then Roy says, Trump tweeted a panorama of the inauguration. Trump withdrew from the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And then Bart presents diagrams. Then Roy says, Trump signed executive order for pipeline today, signing immigration order tomorrow. Is that the pipeline they're arguing over at Standing Rock? Is that the one?
Yeah, the one going to Canada.
Yeah, the one there's a lot of protests around.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Roy says, Trump, congratulations to Fox News for being number one in inauguration ratings. That's what Trump tweeted? He said that?
Yeah, that's his last tweet.
Right. That, they were many times higher than fake news CNN. Public is smart, says Trump. What do you think of this? This president is cheering on the world. You know, our public is smart here, you know, directly. And then Roy says, congratulations. So back down further, earlier Roy said something about the music. I think Roy was the first one to comment today. What do you think of that? Ian came in, or maybe someone imitating Ian, because Ian's not on the phone. So I'm not sure
I think
if that's
Ian. I think Bert was there first today.
Okay. Ian comes in and says, Naked Bob, priceless. Don't know what he's talking about there. Roy says, time for some real headbanging. That's when we were playing that headbanging song. Roy said, can't find Roy. Fat Boy Slim. What was that about? You go, Fat Boy Slim? Sean? Why
it was the previous line. Hold on. Just let me get to the chat.
That was a song that I unpointed? Maybe that's a... Yeah,
I think I said right here,
lyric.
Right now.
Right. Yeah, what were you referring to?
Right. That's a song by Fat Boy Slim. It's got lyrics right here, right now.
Oh, that's what you guys are commenting on. Okay.
Yeah.
And then as we got into the music, Roy typed earlier, he goes, awesome music so far. I'm on a magical cloud. We were putting you in a nice space with the music?
No, one of the songs is by the group Magical Cloud.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the guy did the
Downtown. I think it is.
Yeah, Downtown. Yeah, that's a good song. Okay,
Why do you cut it short? You just play like a minute or two.
Leave you frustrated.
A minute and a half.
Get you all worked up. Get you all incomplete. Then I come in with the resolution through our wonderful dialogue.
All right.
Yeah, work you up.
There's a method in the madness.
Yes, there's madness in the method. That's right. So where were we? Oh, yeah, I was going to play another thing. Okay, dig this. This is an interesting statement by Ion.
Everything's in place. You understand the cockroaches have a better lifespan than you as a little man? That actually we could honor and revere and praise a cockroach better than we could you?
Right.
That's pretty prolific.
But the thing, and the thing of it is, I mean, there are molds and funguses that in the earth that are important for growth. So, could we say then that that the RNA mash helps what needs to be helped? Helps what the plant likes.
No, those words don't mean anything. All it does is it allows the plant to become godlike.
Oh.
Fit for the garden. It's making, it makes your garden fit for Eden.
Yeah.
That's pretty good,
That's pretty good, eh?
Our stuff, you add, let me bring that down. Creates an echo. When you add RNA drops to the garden, it makes the plant a god. And he says, it makes your garden fit for Eden. Fit for the Garden of Eden. Isn't that good? Nice phrase there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the next, here's a statement about apparently what I do. Here's Ion, describing my method in my madness. Very short little excerpt here. See, Ion, as he's talking to Caroline, he's very sensitive to the person he's not talking to. So if he's engaging me, he eventually addresses Caroline, who's just listening. He does something. He brings them in or does something. Then when he's talking to Caroline, he'll eventually say something to me. So he likes to modulate, make everybody feel they're included. All right, so this one is... Few more seconds here.
Who is?
Ion.
Okay, so listen to this. I think it might be said right away.
Right away.
Not sure. When I put the volume up, it makes an echo.
Sure. Keep them in the dark and let's do it like Bob. Keep them in the dark and feed them shit. They'll do great.
Yeah.
Hear that?
Do like Bob.
Let me bring the volume down. Keep them in the dark and feed them shit. They'll do great. Now this is what I do when I play an hour of music at the beginning of payday. This is what I'm doing to you guys. Keep me in the dark and feed me shit. You'll do great. Thanks a lot, Ion. Let's see if he repeats that. Let's see. Oh, Mace Kill,
Mace Kill.
Okay, are there different effects on...
All right, so then we're going to another topic. Is Augmenter still there? Did he go home?
Yes, Bob. Yep.
Good. Okay. I can't play this, but we were doing something and talking about Egypt came up, and Ian goes, that Egypt is gone. Egypt is gone. You know, whatever. Ain't what it used to be. Okay. We were making a product, and Ian says, you're not trying to make something. We're not trying to make a hit. We're making something that it doesn't have to make it big. We're doing something else. See, this is with Ion. You're doing other kinds of alchemy or something. Can't be, like, motivated. Oh, I got to make this a big seller. He says, you're not trying to make something. You're not trying to make a hit. Okay. Here's a strange topic. Carol's trying to find out what to do with all the information or how to organize it. Now, look at this. This is totally unexpected, but just Ian sucking up to me, trying to make me feel involved. So watch this. He's very involved with Carol about how to organize this information into... her notes and this and that.
Right. Well, to be fair, the notes are maybe the only way to describe how you arrive. You're going to have to find your way back home sooner or later.
Right.
And the only way you're going to do that is with Bob's emails. Bob's emails are the only thing that is, Bob's emails are the only thing that's perfect today.
Uh-huh.
The only thing that's perfect today.
His notes
and yours may catch up, darling. And these notes to himself are the only things that's perfect today.
Now, let me explain. Ion's been saying, if you remember, that Bob And what I do is I make some notes and I email it to himself. I don't put it into a Word document. So all my archives are in the trash box, okay? And so Ian's making fun of how whatever new information he got, I type an email to myself. So he'll be talking mm-hmm. He says, okay, Bob, make an email to yourself about that. So I've been teased about making emails. He suddenly announced that my system is the only perfect system of communication. This is the ridiculous contradictory nature of Ion. Right, you get that? You see what he's doing? Suddenly, out of the blue, Carol's there trying to seriously figure out how to organize her data. And I says, well, just go with Bob's emails. I didn't realize how silly that is. But that's what's great about Ion. No one could have predicted that he would have said that Bob's emails were the way to solve this situation. Hey, can you get that? You get the depth of that? Okay, I'm trying to find. I just don't replay that again. Find where we were. 25:22.
Bob, so your notes, your emails have all the notes that you take during the show?
Yeah, and then I send them to Ed. And so when I review a session, we do a session around noon hour with Ion, then that night at some point I will re-listen to it and make an inventory of all the topics and the timing. And then I figure out which one I can broadcast or not. Like I'm looking at the email to myself summarizing the topics on January 21st, this session. So so I'm going through them. They're very precisely made. I have to have the exact timing so I don't screw up and play something I'm not supposed to. So I'm going to read. So maybe that is what he's referring to, the perfection of my inventory. So here, bring this up here.
Right. Well, to be fair, the notes are maybe the only way to describe how you arrived. You're going to have to find your way back home sooner or later.
Right.
And the only way you're going to do that is with Bob's emails. Bob's emails are the only thing that is, Bob's emails are the only thing that's perfect today. It's the only thing that's perfect today.
His notes
and yours may catch up, darling, and his notes to himself are the only thing that's perfect today. And you have more words by far. You have more hard drives worth of words. There's no more there. But to put that back together, his words are more perfect. Or figuring out.
No, I didn't play that.
Getting back.
I didn't play that last time. She's got more words in her notes. You know, she's a fast typist. And but mine are more perfect, the way I organize it, streamline it. Now, she has very good notes, but someday I'm going to have to take all these individual sessions and their notes and put them in one big file, right? One Word document so that I can just think of a topic and then click through. You can't do that the way they are. Each session is individual. One was not expect that he would say my system is perfect. And I don't believe it. It's just what he feels like saying at that moment to make me feel welcome. I'm eavesdropping while they're working. And he make Bob feel good, so he just makes up this bullshit that Bob's email is the perfect fucking communication system. He's like a teacher looking around in kindergarten at the little kids. And one kid's feeling a little out of it, so then they drives the kid in, right? Reiner's done that in art school. Make them feel all the same. They're all equally important until they get out in the real world. Here's a sentence. Humidity will be gauged differently. I don't know if that's worth playing. Another one. The problem is you don't have stable hydrates. Ion rants. Can I play that? Why aren't... no, I can't play. Let's see. Well, this is a good one. I said, is Carolyn the great physician? You know, he calls Carolyn the great physician. The great physician. So what does he say on that topic? Don't want to give any clues to the AMA, so I got to be careful. What Ian says here, 42:22. So I've got to make this run forward 10 seconds. Okay. Now, before she got ionic knowledge, was she the great physician?
Well okay. Now you're going to argue for the limitation. If we say no, nothing's changed, so it's still not. If we say yes, then why did she need us to be there? You see?
Right.
Either way you rub it, it doesn't rub right. So why don't you try it this way? Was she in becoming, always in a becoming stage that would allow her to be recognized as the great physician?
Yeah, she was that. Yeah, you would agree with that.
Excellent.
Right. Well, with the ionic knowledge, she knows more than chemists, physicists, and biologists.
She knows the rules. She knows the rules. No, wait, stop. You're getting too carried away. She knows what it's going to change too, so that's the reason she's in it as an advantage, because she knows what it's going to become too. That's different, you see.
Yeah. So at that level, she's the most knowledgeable person on the planet right now.
Okay.
I don't know if I can play the next part. Let's see.
Yeah.
Can live without knowledge. She knows how to use the non-knowledge part of her mind. Or to not get the mind in her way?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm the best at that, right?
So far.
So, I'm the best at using dot knowledge. But she's doing both. So that's interesting. She knows where the world's going. She knows where matter's going. So when you know that, you know no one else knows what you know. So you get that, people? That's a good point, eh? See how wise Ion is? You never would have said that, Sean, or Eliza. You ask Ion, why is Carolyn the great physician? You never would have come up with that, right? You're just a little human. Insignificant snot, right, on the planet. We hope to change that. Working on it. Working to look better. But, I got a whole bunch of people muted down here. That one. Prado, who's that? 647. Is that Jacob? Jason?
Jason, probably.
Jason, yes. Somebody ran. As soon as I started unmuting, they just hung up. Okay. So, there was that one. That was interesting, eh? That'll let you in on a little secret knowledge there. Don't you appreciate that?
Yes.
Appreciate what you heard about the great physician?
Uh-huh. Oh, beautiful. I love
okay.
it. Well, I used to love the saying, of all the things I've lost, I think I miss my mind the most.
you say that, or someone says that?
I used to say that. I love it. I think it was Silence of the Lambs or something.
Oh, I
when
see.
When he said, of all the things I've lost, I think I miss my mind the most. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I just don't miss mine anymore.
Yeah. So here's new stuff about Hillary and Trump. Okay, 4858. Like, what's Hillary been doing since the inauguration? You know, she's in bad shape. She's in the hospital, remember? And her doubles are walking around, but she's in the hospital. And this would be part of the reason she's in the hospital. Okay. Mute yourself. Don't make noises. Okay. The FBI found 300 emails, did you say, yesterday? 500?
They released them. They didn't find them. They released them.
Is there new incriminating talk in those emails that makes her more guilty?
The computer says yes.
Did she know it got released before the inauguration?
She suspected it, but she wasn't sure.
But it got released yesterday, right?
Two.
Yeah. And so now she knows what it means, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now she's really counting on a pardon from Donald.
He won't be able to do that, Bob.
Oh, it's beyond that. Okay. Why do you say, Bob, he engages Eindhoven but doesn't believe in what Eindhoven says or doesn't believe something what Eindhoven, you said yesterday, I think.
Because you question every position. But every position is juxtaposed to itself, unto itself.
Right, so I question everything, but I still participate. My questioning is irrelevant.
Oh, sure, you're wonderful. Oh, ma'am, maybe, see, but then you turn that very thing that you do, that you don't do, that you have, and turn it into a meme.